Hi, welcome to Second Wind Women. I'm Karen Spies, and I'm here today with Meryl Hayton. Is that right, Hayton?
It is.
Awesome. Meryl is the creator of the emotional clearing method that helps others release trauma, rewire limiting patterns, and reclaim confidence. Through EFT tapping, energy healing, and private sessions, also group workshops and retreats, she guides clients to embody inner peace, hope, joy, and confidence while stepping fully into their authentic selves. Welcome, Meryl.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you. So let's kind of start off with where you came from, like where you started out, and then talk about how you moved into the life and the business that you have today.
Okay. So I was born on January 8th, 1960. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it really is my birthday, but no.
Oh my God. Okay. I thought you said July, and I was like, my birthday is July 9th, but no.
So I think what's important to share is that I was brought up in a family where we were all supposed to be in business and corporate business, and my father was an accountant, and my sister managed offices, and my brother was in finance, and, you know, my mom was a executive assistant, you know, kind of thing. So we, you know, I was led to that college business path. But really, from when I was a young child, I was crafty and creative and artsy, and I was playing and doing my nails. And my father suddenly died at home alone with me when I was 17. And by the time I was 19, my mom was remarried, and I was like, okay, I'm going to college, but it's not really my thing. I'm working in corporate America, in accounting. I really want to be working for myself, like, and I want to be doing nails, I think. Right. So I quit college, and I remember telling my mom in the kitchen, and I said, Ma, I called the school because it was like local to where I lived. And I called the school, and I can get my deposit back for the fall semester, and I'm going to go to nail school. And she says, what white woman, Jewish white woman, is going to, you know, make money doing nails? And I was like, me. I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So she was like, all right, you're crazy, you know, kind of thing, whatever. And by the time, you know, so I was 21, I was working for myself part-time, still in the corporate job. And then after a couple of years of honing my own craft, I left corporate America, and I've been working for myself ever since. And I'm 56. So I had a nail salon for about 28. I mean, I did it for about 30 years. For about 28 years, I had that as a business. But through those years of being surrounded by lots of spiritual people and energy healers, I was mentored, you know, and guided by those people. And they were really good friends of mine to follow the breadcrumbs of my own spiritual path and growth. And I always wanted to feel better about myself and have, you know, nice thoughts about myself in my mind and just feel good about who I am and take care, better care of myself and all that. And it led me to become a yoga teacher first back in 2012. And it also, I was also led to do that because I was really burnt out working in the salon world. It's stressful. It's appointment after appointment without, you know, healthy breaks. It's long hours and lots of sitting and repetitive motion. So
yeah,
I really needed to like stretch and relax and do the opposite of, you know, hard workouts. Exactly. Like hard workouts I was doing at the gym and all that. And it was just too much for me. So I started to really learn what I needed. And then my yoga teacher at the time inspired me to become a teacher. And then I dove into that whole world and did lots of continuing education. I became a 500-hour registered yoga teacher by the time 2017 came around. And then I knew at that point, you know, I'm really good at developing relationships with people. And I love talking deep. And I like helping people and connecting people. And I also felt that the salon world was all about beauty on the outside. And I was brought up to think that that was really important. And I wanted to feel beauty on the inside. And I wanted to love myself on the inside. And I wanted to feel all that stuff that is so important on the outside. I wanted to feel that on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I was pulling away from that atmosphere and being called to become some kind of a coach. I didn't really know what that looked like at the time in 2017, but I said, within a year, I'm going to close this and move on, you know, to the coaching world. And I found this woman, Dr. Kim DeRamo. She's actually from Durango, Colorado. Very interesting woman. She became a mind-body medicine practitioner after being a doctor for many years. And she was doing a program up at the Kripalu Center in Massachusetts because she grew up there or went to college there or something. And I said, oh, and I found this mind-body medicine practitioner as I was researching energy work and what kind of a coach I would want to be. Mm-hmm. And then I get the Kripalu catalog and I literally, you know, open it to some page and right in front of me says intro to mind body medicine program. And I said, well, I guess I'm going to take this, and I take it. And some of the work that she does is based, the healing that she does is based off of using EFT tapping as one of the modalities. So she doesn't train people on, you know, becoming certified to do that. But I started learning it with her. I have to say at first, it wasn't really interesting to me. I was a little annoyed by it. I was like, I don't know, this weird tapping thing, you know? But I said, in a year, I'm going to close my salon. She has this online program for practitioners. That's where I think I'm headed. I'm going to learn to like this. She loves it, you know? I'm going to follow everything.
Love it that you still remember that. Because usually, you know, when you end up getting into something, you just remember, oh yeah, this is what I'm doing now. You don't remember like the first moment when you're like, is this? I love it that you still like earmarked that.
Oh yeah, because I had a conversation with this woman I still call my Jersey girl friend because she grew up here, but she doesn't live here anymore. And we were in the same class together. And I was like, yeah, I don't really get the tapping thing. She's like, really? You don't get it? I go, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just not for me. And then 7 years later, I got to go back to Kripalu and teach my emotional clearing method program based off of EFT tapping. Same place I learned it. So that was pretty profound for me. So I do want to share that when I closed my salon in 2018, August 31st, like September 1st, I start in my living room. I bring my nail clients into my living room. And I think in a few months, I'm going to have this whole coaching program, you know, coaching business all built up, right? It's going to be this easy transition and stuff. And that's not at all how that worked out. A month later, I fell and I broke my wrist. I fractured my wrist in like three places and I couldn't work. And it was the like hundreds of signs I got from the universe was to like, move on already, Meryl. You don't need to be doing this anymore. You have a safety net, right? I didn't even know what that felt like or meant or anything, you know, at that point. But so I did stop working. I was also teaching a little bit of yoga and I had to pause that for a few weeks. And then I joined this doctor's program. And it was like a 6-month coaching program, helping you to connect your mind and body together and start to learn about receiving and feminine energy and nervous system regulation and things like that. And I started really getting more into using EFT tapping for myself because I had my own profound healing moment with it, where one night I was in bed and I was ruminating about something. And I said, I got to do that tapping thing, I guess. Maybe that'll work on this, you know? And then lo and behold, it did. And it completely like wiped out the emotion and the thought and the upset and everything that I had. And I was like, what was I even tapping on? You know, it was like such this complete, it completely dismantled what was going on in my mind. And I said, oh, well, if that can happen, what else is possible, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
I completely dove into the whole world of EFT. And I did the first few years, really, I did a lot of my own healing, got all my certifications, did a lot of continuing education so that I can help people heal from trauma and feel really confident doing that. And then I learned optimal EFT, which is a meditative, spiritual meditative form of it, which is a beautiful process.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my journey. And, you know, 8 years now I've been teaching workshops and now I lead retreats. I'm a retreat leader coach and see clients privately. And yeah, it's amazing how it's evolved.
That is great. It's funny because when you were talking about you're going from nails into teaching yoga, I was like, even though nails is more like of an artistic or like stereotypically feminine thing, seems like because you had a salon, you were still very much in like the grind mode. And then when you switched to yoga, it became more nurturing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I realized that, oh, I could help people feel better in their bodies, you know, not just on the outside, but on the inside. And then I loved how my teachers themed their yoga classes around self-development and feeling worthy and self-love and all of that. And I said, well, I want more of that. So I'm going to teach more of that.
Yeah.
I started weaving that into my classes and my programs and teaching workshops. And, it's just
expanded from there. Yeah. So we kind of touched on, when you first learned about EFT, you were like, it's not really for me. I don't really get it. Do you remember a moment or the moment when you were like, wait, I think this is something and I'm really going to lean into this?
Yes. It's that story that I shared with you.
Oh, okay.
Where I was ruminating at night and I said, I guess let me try this tapping thing. It's supposed to work, right? And then that was it. From that moment on, I was like, just like I immersed myself in everything about nails, and I always wanted to be like one step ahead, people, mm-hmm. the nail industry, and learn everything I possibly could about it and every product and, all that. It's same thing about EFT. And yeah.
So you said your family was like shocked or, taken aback when you moved from your kind of corporate world into nails. How did they feel when you moved even further away from corporate into like yoga, into like holistic health coaching?
Yeah. I know my mom was definitely happy about that. I think for the first few years when I was doing my own healing and trying to build a business, it's very frustrating. It can be very frustrating to do that. I'm not saying that's going to be everybody's story, but it was for me.
Hmm.
And, I didn't have a salon that I sold and, tens of thousands of dollars in the bank in order to support myself. And, I was really like scraping penny to penny to kind of figure it out. And my mom helped me a little bit. For the first couple of years when I was really frustrated building it, there were some times where my sister, even some friends were like, all right, Meryl, maybe it's time you go back to corporate, or can you go back to doing nails? And I would look at them and go, no. Just because I'm maybe crying and frustrated today that I don't know how I can continue or whatever, doesn't mean that I'm giving up. It just means that I'm having a frustrated day.
Yeah.
And now I'm completely on the other side of that. I mean, and my brother and sister are like, it's amazing what you've created,
So. Are there any other entrepreneurs in your family, or you're just the one?
I mean, I have my brother and sister are much older than me and they're retired. They always worked for someone else. But my mm-hmm. father, interestingly enough, was the entrepreneur.
Mm.
He had his own stock brokerage firm before I was born and when I was maybe a few years old. But something happened and he lost his license to trade. And then he struggled like forever. I really believe that stress killed him. Like,
yeah.
I really believe that. But my father was progressive because he used to do transcendental meditation in our basement house growing up. And he did acupuncture because my father lost his right arm when he was a teenager. He had to have it amputated. My father was a very interesting man. So because he only had the other one arm to use, he had tennis elbow. He played tennis, racquetball, golf. He did all the things like a two-handed, two arms.
Wow.
Person. Yeah, he was really incredible man. So he had tennis elbow and he would go to Dr. Chu, I remember, for acupuncture. And that was like in 1979, 80, 81, 82, those years. So that was very progressive back then. And so I feel like, in a sense, like I'm helping to live out his legacy by doing what I'm doing. I have that alternative interest, mm-hmm. to health and wellness because of him. And have the drive. My sister's like, you have the most incredible drive out of anybody I know. And she's like, and that's like, dad had that, So.
And that I could see how that would, your mother would be like, okay, because you didn't come from a fully corporate kind of family situation, right? Because you had some background with your dad being into transcendental meditation and acupuncture, but I don't know how you find an acupuncturist in 1980, but
yeah,
that's amazing.
Dr. Chu.
Yeah. There was a guy in Boulder. I forget what his name was. He did Taiwanese acupuncture and it was super intense. I had a friend who broke a bone in his foot and he went to he did like 40 needles in the foot. And he said it was bleeding, literally bleeding. But then the next day
Fine. He
could walk on his foot. Yeah. Amazing.
I know, amazing. Yeah.
So do you incorporate yoga into the way that you work with people now? Or is it mainly kind of like mindset?
Yeah. So in my private work, I typically don't. In my group programs, I sometimes will do what's called an I Am Enough half day retreat. And it's a gentle heart opening yoga class. I make like healthy snacks and stuff, and we break and create community and connection and snack together, you know, and then I'll do my 2-hour emotional clearing method program to help people release whatever's in their way to reaching their fullest potential.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a typical 4-hour program. I've taught, I don't know, a dozen times I'd probably done that. And I do teach, like this morning I taught my chair yoga class to my seniors, and there's about 70 people in the class. It's crazy. Yeah, it's on this beautiful pavilion on the boardwalk, so they get to look at the beach, you know, as I teach. And I sub a little bit here and there, some gentle classes. But when I lead my retreats, I do the trauma healing work and the tapping and the meditations and, you know, a little Reiki. And I hire a separate yoga teacher to do the classes because my main focus is really about rewiring your thoughts and patterns and subconscious programming and all that. So.
Mm-hmm. And who are the people who are normally like coming to your retreats? Are they different than the people that are working with you privately, or is it a lot of overlap?
They might not be the same exact person, but it's the same type of person. You know, it's usually women. It can be like my last retreat, I had a 30-year-old and an 80-year-old. And, you know, they were all looking for rest, relaxation, rewiring programming, and connection. And what's it's just so heartwarming to see two of them getting together and going to some Christmas thing, you know, and we're all like sharing in a group chat together. And, you know, one of them is a sound healer and she's going to work at I have a retreat in Naples, Florida coming up. So she lives in Naples. So she's going to be my sound healer in Naples. And yeah, it's just so nice how it's all coming together like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, the intergenerational connections, I think, are something that has so much value that we don't really see that much outside of. I think that's probably the main, in my humble opinion, one of the main values of like a faith community is that you have these intergenerational connections, right, that are outside of your family. Yeah, that's cool. So when you're working with people, are you working on, you talked about like self-love and managing your emotions. And so you're mainly doing energetic work, energetic and mindset work?
It's nervous system work, really.
Okay.
Because your issues are stored in your tissues, right? Every event that has happened in your entire life, the memory of that you might think is in your mind, but the energy and the emotion is in your nervous system. So you want to keep the happy memories and you want to get rid of the unhappy memories.
Right.
So the work that I do dismantles that unhappy memory. Sorry, the unhappy emotion to the memory, the unwanted emotion to the memory, the, you know, the shock. You know, when that happens to somebody, right, in a triggering event, right, that is something that can be constantly triggered or give somebody PTSD. So we work on finding when and how that happened and how you learned you needed to hold on to that nervous system stress response to protect yourself, right? So I work with people to manage what's going on in their current life first, because if their current life is chaotic, we're not going into any trauma healing yet.
Yeah, forget about it.
So we've got to take a few sessions and manage things, you know, that are going on. And obviously, they need to be doing some of their own tapping and meditating and their own work, that I give them some simple stuff so that they get faster results and get closer to their goals faster, right? And then it's just an automatic divine guidance that we get to go back into their past. You know, it just automatically happens. Mm-hmm. And then we work on the big traumatic events, you know, in a very safe and gentle way. And every single thing is bringing them back to what their soul needs, what their heart needs, what their mind needs, what they, you know, how to value themselves. And all of that helps them to love themselves unconditionally and feel incredibly confident. And it changes their whole lives.
I mean, what more could you ask for?
Yeah, right? Really. I just connected actually before our call today with a former client. And I mean, she's just like, you know, beaming through the, you know, practically through the Zoom lens here, you know, about how her life has changed and everything since then. So It's
yeah, there's so much outward focus. I feel like, you know, very much like with your journey from corporate to working in, you know, EFT tapping and health, there's so much outward focus. I think that, you know, people don't even know whether they love themselves or not, because they're not taking the time to stop and be like, oh, what's going on?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I remember a time when I was like, I don't even know what I value. You know, I didn't know. I thought I did. But then when somebody asked the question, I'm like, I don't know. What do I value? So, you know, learning that helped change the dynamics in my relationships and, you know, learn how to respect myself. And I mean, just so many things have come from this.
Yeah. Right. It sounds like you really help people to be a lot more centered.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally centered.
So what's the best way for somebody to connect with you if they're not like ready to completely dive in? If they're like, I just want to find out, like, kind of light touch with what Meryl is doing.
Yeah, I have tons of ways. So I have a whole YouTube channel with a lot of EFT tapping videos to help you to reduce anxiety, fear, sadness. I just did one on overwhelm, which is great for the holidays. And so there's a ton of information on there. I have a 23-page free workbook, so they can download that. And it gives you step-by-step instructions how to use EFT tapping and the optimal EFT meditative form, you know, on anything in your life. So those are the simplest ways. And then I have, if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a 7-day video series, an email video series that is a tapping series to help you reach your fullest potential. So it gives you a little, short little videos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually enough for people to get a really good taste of mm-hmm. what you like to work with me. And I offer free consultations.
You know, you give so much away. I'm really wondering like how deep your well is. If like a lot of things that seems like you're giving away are things that other people are charging for. So like, mm-hmm. I'm sure if that's just the surface level.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm literally just scratching the surface with all the free stuff, because my work goes incredibly deep, incredibly deep. And that's not to scare anybody. It's just, that's where the stuff is stuck and stored, you know, with every time your heart palpitates and, you know, your mouth maybe gets dry, or you've have sweats or chills or tension or tightness or digestive problems and sleepless nights and all that. Most of the time it's connected to your emotional trauma,
mm-hmm.
you know, stored in your tissues, and you can absolutely change that.
Yeah. So a lot of people come to you with anxiety?
Everybody.
Really? Is that like the main thing?
Yeah, it's the main thing. Not everybody calls it that.
Uh-huh.
Some people might call it, there's rumination in my mind, or lots of chaos in my mind, or I'm irritated all the time. And right. And some people don't even realize what anxiety is. They think it's an emotion. It's not. It's a physical symptom. It's a physical sensation. It is your stress response, and it makes me feel jittery. It's different for everyone. And it's very similar to if someone would say, I feel nervous. That's very similar to how somebody might say, I feel anxious, right?
Right.
So, yeah. So when someone says I'm anxious, I say, okay, well, what's underneath the anxiety? Well, I'm worried about this and I'm afraid of that. And I'm doubtful about, okay, hold on, right? And I take lots of notes and, you know, I help to really simplify all of that, all of the categories, and pick out the right ones to focus on so that they get to their goals faster and they feel like less overwhelmed by their trauma and in the process of self-development, really. Because I know that can feel overwhelming. And what I do is simplify it and quicken it.
Mm-hmm. You know? You help defuse the emotions that are fueling the anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most of them who come to me have done decades of therapy, some of them years of therapy, some of them, and we completely transform their lives in 3 to 6 months. Most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk therapy, I hear, is a little controversial as to whether I had a friend who was going through, she was doing marriage counseling with her partner. Mm-hmm. And she said, I hate marriage counseling. And I said, why? Why do you hate it? And she goes, because every time he does something that makes me mad, I have to remember it all week until we meet with the marriage counselor again.
Wow. You know, I've never heard that like specific. That's really good. I mean, I've done a little bit of talk therapy, you know, in my past, you know, about like my dad and some relationship stuff like early on. But I felt like I didn't get anywhere with it. It just kept me activated in the feelings. And that's what I hear from my clients. And I've had therapists as clients too, and, you know, and they don't even understand that their stuff from their past is stuck in their body somewhere. Right.
Yeah. The body's intelligent, right? Your cells are intelligent.
Your breath is intelligent. Your body sensations is intelligent. Your pain, your inflammation, your digestive stuff. It's all telling you something.
Right. Right. Yeah. 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 Talk therapy. Yeah. I could see that. You're just, I don't know how, there's no such thing as venting and getting it out. You're just flame. You're just fanning it.
Exactly. Well, it's like a temporary Band-Aid. You might feel better for a day or so, but it all comes right back because you're not addressing where it's really stuck.
Right.
You know, you're just staying in the mind, right? And then the mind thinks about it, ruminates about it, like you're saying about the woman with, I got to think all week long now about my, how my husband's irritating me. Yeah, like I would not want, like she needs to have the tool of EFT tapping or the like, and in order for her to be able to let that go.
Right.
You know, and rewire those thoughts and have different perspectives about them.
Or at least get less emotionally charged so they can have a conversation instead of just being.
Exactly. And one of the great things about EFT tapping is that it deactivates your stress response center, the amygdala of your brain. So it automatically deactivates that. It dismantles your emotional attachment from your memories. So it targets the hippocampus in the brain. You know, as you're tapping on the basic recipe points, it is tapping right into your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your automatic relaxation response center. So it does a lot. It reduces your cortisol levels. It could be up to 40% in a session. I mean, it just is incredible.
It's incredible for something so simple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it almost seems too good to be true, right?
Yeah. Well, again, it depends on how it's being applied and how deep you're really going with it, right? If it's just like, even though I'm feeling stressed, right, that's very, very general, you know, and not a lot is going to shift until you get underneath the levels of what that means to you, you know?
Right. Well, it's been so awesome to talk with you, Meryl. How can people find you online? I mean, you said YouTube, right? And you have a website. You're on the socials.
All the socials, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, website, everything is under my name, Meryl Hayton. Made it easy for people to find me. That's my Gmail address if you want to reach out. So yeah, all my programs are on my Work With Me page, you know, any like my events, retreats, all that, everything is on there.
Are most of your retreats in Florida?
No, I have the one in March in Florida, and then I have the Catskills in New York. I go there. I did two this year there. I'm doing one April 30th. I don't know if I'm doing a second one in the Catskill location, but I plan on doing them at a lot of different places. You know, I plan on expanding a lot in that area. So we'll see.
Fantastic. I look forward to like learning more about it. It sounds like you also bring in some pretty cool people to work with you.
I do. I have a massage therapist at both retreats. I have a hired chef at both retreats. I have a sound healer at both retreats. The last one I had, my sound healer was the yoga teacher. She was also a Reiki master and a tarot card reader. I had a human design expert at one of mine who was also my yoga teacher. So yeah, you know, I try to bring in some different things because my program is pretty much the same. You know, mm-hmm. I shake it up a little bit, but what I do works, you know, doing my emotional clearing methods.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us today, Meryl.
Thank you.
And take care. We'll hopefully we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for watching today. I'm glad you watched the whole thing. If you could do us a favor, it would help so much if you hit subscribe. It helps give us just a little boost to keep this podcast going. Thank you.